WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The White House says there is no consensus about where COVID-19 came from. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
There's not been a definitive conclusion, so it's difficult for me to say, nor should I feel like I should have to defend press reporting about a possible preliminary indication here.
The Energy Department issuing what it calls a low-confidence conclusion that COVID had leaked from a Chinese lab. A week after President Biden made an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen traveled to the Ukrainian capital, meeting with President Zelensky, reassuring the U.S. commitment to the war-torn nation. Ohio officials met with business leaders in East Palestine, asking what the community needs to move past the toxic train derailment. Several million Americans in more than 40 states on alert for severe weather, possible tornadoes across the plains to snow in the upper Midwest and Northeast. Stocks closing higher to start the week. This is ABC News. The name Jackie Robinson is known around the world, except maybe in the city where he played for a decade.
With much fanfare in April of last year, Major League Baseball honored the great Jackie Robinson, marking 75 years since he broke the color barrier with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here in New York, Robinson has a highway in Queens named after him. It's called the Jackie Robinson Parkway. Except when they put a new sign up over the weekend, it read the Jakey Robinson Parkway. Somebody forgot to put the C in Jackie's name. We're not sure who, but the New York Transportation Department says it's being fixed immediately. Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
New editions of James Bond books will be edited to remove racist references to black people. Publisher says the new edition of Ian Fleming's work will also carry a disclaimer. However, dated descriptions of other ethnicities remain. Those books being re-released to mark 70 years since Casino Royale, the first book in the series. Andy Field, ABC News.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Whoever fired the gun that killed a 12-year-old boy at a teenager's birthday party in West Allis Saturday night is still out there somewhere. Another child was sent to the hospital. There were about 60 people in the room at the time. $10 million is the record for spending on a Wisconsin Supreme Court race. So far, this spring's candidates and outside groups have spent more than $7.3 million. Janet Protasiewicz is getting help from Democrats who say much is at stake.
We really can leave no stone unturned because the stakes for the freedom to control your own body, the freedom to live in a democracy, are so vast.
Ben Wickler is chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. He was on Upfront yesterday. In sports, Mark Lassery has an agreement to sell his share of the Bucks to Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam for about $3.5 billion. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Dieterville Lumber and Supply in Denmark honors, recognizes, and salutes all the troops standing tall for our American freedoms. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and support from home. This from Dieterville Lumber and Supply on South County Road T in Denmark. Our soldiers make the ultimate sacrifice every day, so give them a salute, a handshake, or just say thanks. Serving our community with pride for over 60 years. For all of your building supplies, call Dieterville Lumber and Supply at 920-863-2191.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and...
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dama, get your ass back to work Monday. But now it's the happier happy hour. We dragged our way through the workday. Now it's just
all
fun.
Right, all right. Well done, everybody.
You know, you can all join us for the happier happy hour. We welcome your calls. 844-967-2789. I can assure you, predicated on a few of the recent ones, they're barely screened. Barely. Dom, got some gleeful news. You know, sometimes, and this is a character flaw of mine, I take glee in the pain of others. But only in corporate personhood, in that, you know, corporations are people, my friends, right? Well, Foxy News, they're in the blues. Some bad news, Dom. And I find this to be the most interesting place to lead.
It's not you're not finding glee in their pain, man. I mean, you're finding glee that the truth is coming out. Clarity is what you find so joyous.
You're somewhere closer, but it is still a character flaw that I take glee in others' pain. Occasionally, just occasionally.
When you say it like that, it just sounds so bad.
Fox News refusing ad featuring their host's election lies. Now, Dom, recently we've gone through a quandary here.
You know
that Mike Crute got very pushy and encouraged others in this corporate civic media dumb to take Dan Kelly ads, Wisconsin Supreme Court race, because I wanted Dan Kelly in the general of the two Republican supported candidates. He's got awful.
We played lots and lots and lots of Dan Kelly hard right Republican ads on civic media.
I guarantee every nickel spent by Dan Kelly's super PAC was reinvested in building a Death Star of fuzzy soft blanket hood across the state of Wisconsin. But let's talk about our opponents, Don, Foxy News.
Our media peers?
Well, they're not our peers. We're peerless, Dom. Fox News refusing ad featuring their host election lies. I would just point out, we haven't refused any ads recently around here. If you find election lies and you want to buy ads on this radio network holding up the lies of Dom and Crudy, I will take your money. I challenge you to find us telling a lie.
Yeah, right.
The day after Fox News, a Fox News host complained on air that the network is not letting him address the text and emails between employees that are part of the legal brief in the $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit filed by Dominion Voting Systems. The network is balking at selling commercial time to a progressive group armed with an ad that features some choice Fox personality quotes from the filing. Well, Tom, let's start with the Howard Kurtz. Let's start with Fox News on Fox News. Howard Kurtz, we're going to need your help here, Ebone, if you're not screening any calls at the moment. Let's play the Howard Kurtz basically saying, my employer won't allow me to cover my employer, you know, the Foxy News. Play it for the people.
Some of you have been asking why I'm not covering the Dominion voting machines lawsuit against Fox involving the unproven claims of election fraud in 2020. And it's absolutely a fair question. I believe I should be covering it. It's a major media story, given my role here at Fox. But the company has decided that as part of the organization being sued, I can't talk about it or write about it, at least for now. I strongly disagree with that decision, but as an employee, I have to abide by it. And if that changes, I'll let you know.
Howard Kurtz, he's a Fox News media analyst, and he hosts the show Media Buzz. I mean, it seems like this would be something in his wheelhouse.
They're buzzing about it. I'm buzzing about it, Tom. It's all the buzz. We're talking about it at the water cooler. But Dom, now Fox doesn't want the topic to be part of the advertising on their shows. Ooh, do tell more. As the Daily Beast, Justin Barragona wrote, MoveOn is claiming they tried to buy ad time, and they were rebuffed. The commercial, which MoveOn said they hope to run nationally on the right-wing network, spotlights a slew of attacks from the recent legal filing by Dominion Voting Systems in its $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against the Foxy News. Again, that's the reporting of the Daily Beast. For their part, MoveOn posted the ad on Twitter with the following statement. Fox News refused, all caps, you know, sort of Trumpian in that way. Fox News refused to air our ad, which quotes emails and texts from its host showing they intentionally presented false allegations about election fraud to keep ratings and profits up. It's time to drop Fox from cable and satellite. Well, that's what they say, Dom.
Well, let's unpack this a little bit. What was your initial reaction, Crudy, when you heard this Howard Kurtz lamenting the fact that he couldn't report on his employer's news story?
My truthful reaction?
Yeah, yes. No, lie to me, man. No, of course. Yeah. What was your gut reaction?
I would not want or allow, if my corporation, if I, let's say, were a partner in a media network, if my corporation were being sued, I probably would not want reporters from my organization turning that light back upon my organization during the course of the lawsuit. You know, I obviously would feel like anytime we were being sued, we would be vindicated, because if we were in the wrong, we would have settled in some way, shape, or form. We wouldn't have taken it to a court of law. We don't defame people. We don't tell lies, and we don't slander people. So if I felt like we had some point of contention in a court of law that, you know, the lawyers were advising us not to talk about, then I wouldn't allow my media reporter to turn the spotlight back on my organization if I had the control. If I were Rupert Murdoch.
And I get that. And my reaction, it is totally understandable, and I get where Howard Kurtz is coming from, and I appreciate your position as well. But it seems, pardon, a little bit to me like McCarthy not appointing any Republican to the January 6th committee. I mean, you have no one in the room. There's nobody to push back. I mean, if your scenario, Crudy, certainly we would not defame people or tell the lies and never be in the situation. I would think hell would scream it from the rooftops. Yes, report on it. And here's the quote from the CEO, and here's the quote from the attorney. Here's what the judge said today, and here was the internal documents to prove our case, to defend ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Without that,
but you defend yourself in a court. Not in the court of public opinion.
This is literally the guy's job is media. His program is the Media Buzz. This is one of the biggest cases in media in the history of the world. And you're not even going to let your people report on what even new, just objectively, here's what happened today.
No absolutely, I would not, and for differing reasons, because I would feel like I'm being told by counsel, don't let it happen. But in this case, I feel like it's totally contrary, Dom. It's not that they're chomping at the bit to exonerate themselves, because there will be no exoneration for Fox News. In fact, Dom, every freaking headline just pounds on the point that Fox News knew what they were doing. They were spinning election conspiracy theories for fun and profit, according to the head of Fox News. That's slightly different than how we try to run the civic media. I don't know, I'm just the president. But Fox chief Rupert Murdoch said that network aired 2020 election conspiracies for the money, Dom.
No.
New court documents from a lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems against the Foxy News were released on Monday, revealing even more details about the head of the network allegedly prioritizing money over truth. Reuters reported ahead of the document drop that each side is submitting a filing saying that they oppose the other's motion for summary judgment, which would prevent an actual trial. Dominion sued Fox News Network and parent company Fox Corp in March of 2021 and November of 21 in Delaware Superior Court, alleging the cable TV network amplified false claims that Dominion voting machines were used to rig the 2020 elections, you know, against former President Donald Trump, the Republican who lost to Joe Biden. By contrast, Dominion argues that the internal communications and depositions from Fox personnel, and here's their quote from their filing, Dom, prove the network knowingly spread falsehoods about Trump's loss in the 2020 U.S. presidential election in order to bolster its ratings. That is very supportable by the evidence and the depositions and the text messages that we are seeing in the public reporting, Dom. This part is true. So I got to think the Fox News request that this all be set aside, Dom, I got to think it's going to be dismissed by the judge, but what the hell do I know?
Cody, in one excerpt from Rupert Murdoch's deposition, Rupert confirmed that he could tell FNN, Fox News Network, to stop running Lindell's advertisements, but I'm not about to, quote unquote. And when asked why Fox continues to give a platform to Lindell, who continues to this day to spout lies about Dominion, Murdoch agreed that it's not red or blue, it's green. Lindell bought and brings Fox a lot of green. He also predictably brought the same lies about Dominion to Fox's viewers that had been peddled on Fox's alternate reality machine for months. At one point, the documents have an exchange between Murdoch and the lawyers where he dodges questions about the network taking the position about around the election being stolen. Question. You are aware now that Fox did more than simply host these guests and give them a platform, correct? Murdoch's answer. I think you've shown me some material in support of that. The question. In fact, you are now aware that Fox endorsed, at times, this false notion of a stolen election. Murdoch's reply. Not Fox. No, not Fox. Maybe Lou Dobbs. Maybe Maria as commentators. Question. We went through Fox host Maria Bartiromo. Yes? Murdoch. Yes, come on. Question. Fox host Gene Pirro? I think so. How about Lou Dobbs? Oh, a lot. Fox host Sean Hannity? A bit. All were in that document, correct? Yes, they were. About Fox endorsing a narrative of a stolen election, correct? No, some of our commentators were endorsing it. About their endorsement of a stolen election? Murdoch, yes, they endorsed.
Come back, more Devil's Advocates. You can endorse us by listening.
You sit on a throne of lies.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Uh-oh. Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can stem, she can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
Or clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh.
She can stem, so can you.
Find a cure.
Invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that she can't face.
She can stem.
Learn more at She Can Stem. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Night. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Dominic, the depositions and the filings by the Dominion Voting Systems in their case, this defamation case against Fox News. I mean, every headline more damning than the last. Here's the headline that intrigues me at the moment. The day before the January 6th attack, top Fox executives discussed whether to make primetime hosts dispel election lies. I forget, Dom. Did they carry through on the plan or not? I think it was no, but let's read. Among the key comments revealed by Dominion Voting Systems in their court filing Monday was the revelation that News Corp chairman Rupert Murdoch and Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott discussed whether or not they should dispel some of the lies about the 2020 election. Let's call it January 5th, 2021. Could have been a key day, Dom. The documents show that for months, Fox executives debated whether or not to continue the 2020 election lies coming from their hosts, pundits, and advisors to Donald Trump that were welcomed on their air to spin the Trump loss into a win. At one point, former Rep. Paul Ryan, I guess he was Speaker of the House of Representatives once upon a time.
Well, I believe he is the guy that merged the agendas with Donald Trump.
Well, now as a Fox board member, begged the leadership not to allow the conspiracies to persist. But it all came to a head the day before the January 6th attacks on Congress. And Dom, this is new reporting. I've never seen this prior to this Dominion Voting Systems filing that came today in the defamation suit. But it all came to a head the day before the January 6th attack on Congress. Scott, again, she's the CEO, and Rupert Murdoch discussed whether or not they should do something. Should we do something, Dom? Here's a quote. Rupert understood that Fox could do something about the false claims, the documents say. Indeed, he believed that Fox was, and here's a apparently subquote, one must assume, from Rupert Murdoch. Fox was uniquely positioned to state the message the election was not stolen. On January 5th, Rupert and Suzanne Scott discussed whether Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham should say some version of the election is over and Joe Biden won. Murdoch hoped such words would go a long way to stop the Trump myth the election was stolen, the documents continue. Suzanne Scott told Rupert Murdoch, and this again a quote from the filing, privately, they're all there, but we need to be careful about using the shows and pissing off the viewers. So nobody made a statement. The next day, maybe you'll recall, Dom, January 6, 2021, something happened that day.
Yes, yes, peaceful protest.
Anyways, Here we are today.
I know, and this keeps coming on, so let's address the Paul Ryan, also from the Raw story today. Former Speaker Paul Ryan may have handed Donald Trump another reason to hate him. Trump has been raging about Ryan on his personal social media site over the weekend after Ryan said he won't attend the Republican convention if Trump is the nominee. Evan, we have some sound in this regard. We got a couple of clips from Ryan. Let's hear what the Fox News board member had to say just this weekend.
In 2024, the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, where will you be?
It depends on who the nominee is. I'll be here if it's somebody not named Trump.
You won't show up if it's not.
Yeah, I'm not interested in participating in that, no.
Even in Wisconsin.
Even in Wisconsin.
Not even in Wisconsin. We have another one, I believe, on Paul Ryan. Let's hear it, please.
He's fading fast. He's a proven loser. He cost us the House in 18. He cost us the White House in 20. He cost us the Senate again and again. And I think we all know that. And I think we're moving past Trump. I really think that's the case. I can't imagine him getting the nomination, frankly. And I don't mean this because I don't want him to get the nomination. I just don't think he will as an analytical point. I think we're hopefully coming back full circle to being maybe a populist party. That's great and fine. I want to be popular, but principled and with policies that solve problems.
No, not going to happen. Back to the reporting. Ryan complained as a Fox Corporation board member that it was his fiduciary duty to inform Murdoch that they shouldn't be spreading incorrect information about the 2020 election.
Like they might get sued for defamation and lose billions at trial, Dom?
If that were the only case, just for the money alone, you're going to get sued. This could be very bad. But, yeah, I mean, then there's this other thing about, I don't know, honesty, the Fourth Estate, country, patriotism. They call themselves patriots. They pander to the patriots, but they lied to you. They lied to you. A little bit more here.
You know what the interesting part is? You know what you don't see anywhere here in any of the depositions I've seen so far from Rupert Murdoch or senior executives from Fox News is any fear about loss of credibility. Know what I mean? Like, as a news organization, like, if we don't tell the truth, we will lose credibility.
No, right.
Doesn't factor
what,
in one
What a
iota.
Quaint thought. I appreciate credibility. I think it's something earned over time and goes away really fast. Ryan confirmed that the inflection point was not just one day. It was the whole time in the post-election November-December timeframe, court documents say. Ryan knew that these conspiracy theories were baseless and that Fox should labor to dispel conspiracy theories if and when they pop up, the documents continue. Ryan also understood that when events occur, Fox can clearly amplify that news being made by covering it. Ryan believed there ought to be a listing of all the allegations and then all the evidence or the validation or invalidation of those election fraud allegations just for the viewer's sake, as suggested, and suggested as much to Fox senior management. Ryan told Rupert and Lachlan that Fox News should not be spreading conspiracy theories. Former conservative columnist Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post commented on that fact, saying Ryan still stayed on the board of Fox despite disagreeing with their promotion of what he called conspiracy theories. In fact, Ryan profited off of it. Yes, well, thanks for the suggestion, board member Ryan, for your fiduciary duty, but we're going to continue cashing those checks so you can continue cashing yours.
Some of the text messages that MoveOn wanted to bring to the audience's attention. Rudy is acting like an insane person, according to Sean Hannity. Tucker Carlson says, Sidney Powell is lying, by the way. These texts and others were featured prominently in the MoveOn ad. They won't play on Foxy News. Apparently, they don't need that money, Dom.
Nah.
Come back. We are a fiduciary of your airwaves. 844-967-2789.
It's not going to be the days of Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy.
The Shaw.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The White House says there is no consensus about where COVID-19 came from. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
There's not been a definitive conclusion, so it's difficult for me to say, nor should I feel like I should have to defend press reporting about a possible preliminary indication here.
The Energy Department issuing what it calls a low confidence conclusion that COVID had leaked from a Chinese lab. A week after President Biden made an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen traveled to the Ukrainian capital, meeting with President Zelensky, reassuring the U.S. commitment to the war-torn nation. Ohio officials met with business leaders in East Palestine, asking what the community needs to move past the toxic train derailment. Several million Americans in more than 40 states on alert for severe weather, possible tornadoes across the plains to snow in the upper Midwest and Northeast. Stocks closing higher to start the week. This is ABC News.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Now that Dan Kelly is one step closer to getting back on the state Supreme Court, he's going to get a boost from a phony referendum that'll also be on the April ballot, thanks to legislative Republicans. Voters will be asked, should able-bodied, childless adults be required to look for work before getting any welfare benefits? But that's already in state law. They know that. But they also know the ballot question provides a convenient excuse for distractions, political ads, and angry radio hosts talking about welfare cheats. Because they'd rather not talk about how Kelly on the court would mean the 1849 abortion ban stays in place and political maps can stay rigged. If more voters knew about that, they'd be less likely to support Kelly. So bring on the latest load of manufactured anger about an issue that isn't real. Catch Up North News Radio, weekday mornings, 6 to 8.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the happier happy hour, rolling through it with your phone calls. We'll get to them right now, just to see what CJ's up to. How you doing, CJ? What do you got for us?
Hey there, gentlemen. Well, you know, I do care whether news organizations do lie to us, but
did Fox News lie to you, CJ?
Tucker Carlson.
Did they lie to you?
Sean Hannity.
Yes.
They're pundits, just like Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell.
Did they lie to you?
And, you know, so
did they lie to you?
I wish you would have. Pardon me.
Did they lie to you? Did those Fox News hosts, as employees and representatives of the Fox News network, getting paid by Fox News? Did they lie to you? Did they put people up there to lie to you? People that they said privately behind the scenes that they had no credibility, they're crazy, they're insane, that they're lying to them. Do you think then by their very actions that Fox News lied to you, CJ?
I would say that we really don't know, you know, whether they said something or not. I watched Brett Baer's special report. That is a news journalist. I don't listen to all the pundits. I do listen, but I don't believe whatever channel you're watching. So the mere fact, you know, I wish you would care that
we care about the truth,
for two
CJ.
And a half years we listened to Pencil Neck and MSNBC lie to us about Russian collusion. And as far as
of
Paul
course,
Ryan goes,
CJ, there was Russian collusion. I mean, you understand that, right?
I put him on hold.
Okay, all right. I mean,
when he goes in a completely different direction, here's what I would say. If I found out that Pencil Neck or whoever he's
Adam
accused,
Schiff.
If I found out that there was exonerating evidence against the former president, and if Mueller could have exonerated him, he would.
He said.
But he could not. In
so
fact,
he didn't.
He laid out multiple cases of obstruction of justice, and the subsequent reporting, just the public reporting, we know there have been more and more, let's call it, conflicts with the former president and his associations with Russian oligarchs and others. But ultimately, CJ, it's about the preferred news source of the right, and it's been lying to its audience.
For money.
Rupert Murdoch, the CEO, the head of the board of, he's not even the CEO, he's the head of the board of directors, acknowledged in his depositions, yeah, we did it for the green. We did it for the money. So, CJ, I can tell you, as broke-ass radio host, we've never lied to you for the money, man. We have never lied to anyone for the money. Maybe we'd be rich like Hannity and Tucker and Laura Ingraham and Jeannie Pirro. Maybe if we didn't have souls, Dom, if we didn't mind lying to our audience, telling them, you know, inconvenient truths, if you will. But I got to tell you, dude, we tell you the truth to the best of our knowledge. And we try to support that with facts, incredible sources. And unfortunately, Fox News is not a credible source. So stop watching them. 844-967-2789. Dom, I suspect you might have more headlines. I see you look almost giddy.
Well, I just was jumped on the foxnews.com website, and, you know, for the life of me, I cannot find anything that's breaking on every other CNN, Washington Post. I haven't checked the New York Times, but I'm sure if I do a refresh on the Times, they'll tell me all about Murdoch's deposition and these conversations. I went back and forth. This is breaking news. But if you want the breaking news, apparently, about Fox News, you don't go to Fox News about breaking news about Fox News.
Dominic, behind the scenes at Fox News after the 2020 election, it was becoming clear that the conservative primetime hosts were saying one thing to the viewers and another thing privately.
You don't say.
That's what's being alleged, Dom, according to the court filings by Dominion Voting Systems in their lawsuit against Fox News. The host of the networks knew very well that Donald Trump lost the election and that his election conspiracies were all lies. Sean Hannity was a close advisor to Trump and his 2020 election, even going so far as to endorse his phony election fraud claims before ultimately abandoning them. On January 12th, Paul Ryan discussed with Rupert and Lachlan the article called The Alternative Reality Machine, about the right-wing media ecosystem created an alternative reality for those who had come to rely on its outlets for news. They'll call it Fox News. And were enablers of the January 6th, said the documents. Ryan believed that some high percentage of Americans thought the election was stolen, and this according to Paul Ryan, because they got their diet of information telling them the election was stolen from what they believed were credible sources, you know, the Foxy News. When Murdoch responded to Ryan's email, he said, "Thanks, Paul. Wake-up call for Hannity, who has been privately disgusted by Trump for weeks, but was scared to lose viewers."
I mean, you kidding me? Really? You're going to carry water for someone you're disgusted with, for someone that you know is lying to you, for someone who is putting his surrogates out there on your show, and you continue to let that happen for money. I mean, at least we know the price. But what about the country? You know, you talk about these. They play to your sense of patriotism, and they lie to you. I mean, why, you got to be freaking kidding me. This is, it's everything we've known, but it's never been so articulate and clear.
Dominic, you know, we talk about telling a story for fun and profit. Well, the question becomes, well, how much profit? How profitable is News exactly?
Right.
Have you looked it up? Because
I have not. That's a great,
I did.
That's a great point. All right.
I did a little Google. It was worth a Google, Dom.
All right.
What was Fox News 2021 profit? Well, the net income for the 12 months ending December 31st, 2022 was $1.5 billion, about a 5% increase year over year. Fox's annual net income was $1.2 billion, almost a 44% decline from 2021. Well, what happened in 2021, Dom? The January 6th and the tales of stolen and rigged elections, right? Very profitable. Fox News' annual net income for 2021, $2.15 billion, a 115% increase from 2020. So 2020 is an election year.
Fox News, a lot of money being spent on election year, yes.
Is a political network. And during the election year, the most expensive political election in their nation's history, Fox News made a hell of a lot less money than it did denying the election outcome in 2021. Their profits surged 115%. They might actually lose that differential, this $1.6 billion lawsuit with right. Dominion. They might actually kiss it all back, Dom. They might lose the increase of profit in 1 year should they lose this billion-dollar-plus lawsuit.
Yeah, but where do we go to get our respect back? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's one thing to cash the check. They got the money. No matter what happens, fine. What about the long-term damage? I mean, I'm very concerned about people like CJ. And CJ's, unfortunately, probably one of the more reasonable of the megas out there, who at least understands some of the blatant lies that maybe we're coming out of. Where do we go to get our country back?
Well, Dominic, just so we're clear, that's just the profit. You know what their revenue was? Fox News revenue?
Gross revenue?
Well, let me make sure. Fox News revenue for the 12 months ending December 31st, 2022, $14.3 billion. $14.3 billion in advertising revenue. The $1.5 billion? Well, that's just the net profit.
No, yeah. So and we're talking about 11%.
Yeah, well, you got your margin. NBA. I'm saying it's slow for the other people, Dom. And the $2.1 $5 billion net profit, the 115% increase, was specifically in 2021, a non-presidential year, a non-midterm year, a year effectively no elective cycle, and they blew it up over the presidential election year that was 2020.
It was supremely profitable. I mean, beyond anyone's hopes or dreams, at least at Fox News. They made money hand over fist.
Dom, and I'm not perfectly memoried, but I have a fairly good memory. If you look at WISN, Right Wing Talk Radio's ratings, in like December of 2020, after Joe Biden had been announced the presidential winner, their ratings plummeted. They were down in the fives. Since that time, and I would assert Fox News, while they have lied about the outcomes, that is basically the game plan of Dan O'Donnell and Mark Belin.
That's the MO, baby. Yeah. No, great observation.
And their ratings went from like a 5.6, 5.9, up to a 10-something. And it spiked with the claim that the election was stolen in the January 6th. That's when the ratings spiked on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. That's what their audience wanted to hear, because the audience was depressed to think, well, Donald Trump didn't win. Not everyone likes this guy as much as we do. But, you know, it's funny.
But they were also gaslighted and primed from Donald Trump specifically for, hell, 6, 7, 8 months prior to the election. He was saying from
the get-go. Fox News and right-wing talk radio, because they, of course, gave him the platform. And when Donald Trump says, well, if anything happens other than my glorious victory, it's a rigging.
Right.
Well, you know what? Here's the interesting part. And we'll get to the phones momentarily. 844-967-2789. Guess who else is attacking Fox News today? Why, it's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Of course he is.
And you know why he's attacking Fox News today, Dom? Because they have not given enough lift to new Fox News polling that shows he's handing Ron DeSantis, the preferred, less crazy Ron DeSantis, Trump is handing DeSantis his ass in GOP polling. The base, the Fox News base, the viewers that came back when they started claiming it was rigged, well, the base only wants to hear what the base wants to hear. They've lost control of their own viewers, their own base, Tom. They don't want reality. CJ doesn't want reality. CJ wants to hear it was stolen. It was rigged. Real quick. Former President Donald Trump renewed his attack on Fox News this week, accusing the network of underplaying his new poll, showing him with double-digit leads over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a potential 2024 Republican presidential primary matchup. So when Paul Ryan, Fox News board member, says, oh, you know, Trump's going to lose because he keeps losing elections for us, I don't think the base gets that, Paul. I think what you want is aspirational. Dom, Trump, in reference to Fox News polling published Sunday that showed him leading DeSantis by 15 points in a hypothetical matchup,
damn,
knocked the media giant for promoting DeSantis so hard and so much that there's not much time left for real news. Reminds me of 2016, and they were pushing Jeb, the new Fox poll, which have always been purposely terrible for me, has Trump crushing the sanctimonious, but they barely show it, Trump wrote. Isn't there a big, beautiful network which wants to do well and make a fortune besides? Big news.
Yeah, they did. It was Fox, and now they're in court for it. But don't worry. I'm sure like OAN or Newsmax or what some of these other outfits will be more than happy. Hell, Trump, you can start your own media organization. Wasn't that one of the bright ideas that he and Junior had?
I think it was, Tom. But I suspect the craven leadership over at Fox News, they'll come crawling back to Trump. He's going to win the Republican primary, Dom. He's still the favorite of the base. They don't want the truth. You don't want the truth, CJ. Just tell you sweet little lies. Come back. More Devils. Your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
Boy, it's like they're so ideological that they subvert their own interests.
That's disgusting. Put it away, please. We don't do that here.
Stories come to life at your...
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. We'll get to you, I promise. 844-967-2789. But I got to throw this one out there. All this breaking news because of the Dominion defamation lawsuit against Fox News. Some court documents released.
Don't listen, CJ. You don't want to know this truth.
Sarah Burris working hard over at the Raw story. Lots and lots of journalists working overtime right now. Apparently, some of these documents expose conversations between News Corp CEO Rupert Murdoch and some Republicans. One of those conversations was with the then Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. Remember, Mitch remained largely silent during the two-month period between November election and the January 6th attack on Congress. Here's a quote from the court documents. Rupert also called Mitch McConnell immediately after the election and thought that it was, quote, probably true that during that call, Rupert urged him to ask other senior Republicans to refuse to endorse Mr. Trump's conspiracy theories and baseless claims of fraud. What do you mean those Rupert Murdoch telling the Senate Majority Leader at the time that there were conspiracy theories and baseless claims of fraud? And you told them the senators not to endorse? Well, why not? They were hearing that from your station, from your network.
You know what week this week is for conservatives, Tom?
What week is this week?
It's CPAC, baby.
Is anybody going?
Well, Fox News apparently is only doing a live stream. They're way back. They've scaled way back in their coverage. Ron DeSantis apparently skipping out. But Matt Schlapp, you know, you grab some junk of a Herschel Walker staffer, a male staffer. And
next thing, no one wants to show up at your party?
No, there's still plenty of conservatives at the party. But, you know, this sort of lift piece, often sponsored by Fox News. You know, it's pretty bad. You would think Fox News would walk away from the CPAC due to the sexual allegations against Matt Schlapp, or the homosexual sexual allegations against Matt Schlapp. You know, they don't like the gays and all that kind of stuff, Dom. But I'm not clear that that's the problem.
What's the problem?
I just think that, you know, Ron DeSantis is the chosen one of Fox News. If Ron ain't going, Foxy News ain't going. We will get to the phones momentarily. Do you see DeSantis rolled out a new book? Oh, did that get crapped on by the New York Times? They said it effectively lacks all joy, sense of humor, charisma.
That sounds perfectly like a book that DeSantis would write.
It sounds, at least you don't have to worry about a ghostwriter. Because right. If Scott Walker had written a book about himself, I mean, I've heard his three-hour life story over and over again told on the Bellings show. Wanker fills in occasionally. He goes and fills in. He's only got 3 hours of material.
And he gives the same thing over and over again.
Yes. And I got to tell you, the ghost-written, unintimidated book written by Mark Thiessen, much better than any efforts that Wanker ever would have done. You know, sure, you had to make a few things up.
But I mean, we're selling books here. I mean, well, at least selling books to, you know, your campaign and other campaigns to essentially launder money. But, you know, what do I know?
844-967-2789. You know, it almost feels like the Ponzi scheme's coming down in some way, shape, or form, Dom. You never can tell, though. Nick from Madison, welcome back. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, guys. Nick. Hey, good to talk to you both again. It's been a while, I know. But
Yeah, I know what you were talking about before with Fox News. Like, I stopped watching Fox News a long time ago. First of all, when they just dropped the moniker Fair and Balanced, because we all knew that was BS from the beginning with. I mean, we all knew it was conservative-based station. But they're not even pretending anymore, you know? And, yes, and the fact that they would put all these lies out there, and flat-out lies, and you had to be truly stupid to believe them. Just for ratings, that just drove me nuts. So I'm just done. And honestly, guys,
but Nick, isn't it up? Because, I mean, I get it, but there's certainly responsibility for the audience, right? But the responsibility also lies with the network, right? I mean, they know what they're putting out there. They know that people believe them. That's what all this testimony and documentation shows. I mean, so what credibility does Fox News have? But they stay with them, Nick.
Well, look at what happened. I mean, when Fox News called Arizona for Biden, which was correct, people just went nuts, and they were going to, you know, Newsmax and OAN and everything. So that's when Fox News, they were following their audience is what they were doing, and which is wrong because it wasn't factual, but it was wrong. But, guys, I want to tell you that even though, you know, I think you are both wrong on so many things, but you're honest, and I respect that.
Well, I'm going to cut you off right there because
thanks.
I'm going to end you with respect, but we're not wrong on that many things. Maybe like 37% of the things.
You know, some of the things, maybe once in a while.
Wisco Paul, tell us we're great.
Hey, Paulie.
We need our steams lifted.
Hey, you guys got to be great. I've been listening to you since the beginning, so you're great, and thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to say that because of these lies, people were actually maimed, hurt, killed, death threats to election officials, and it doesn't seem to matter. And the other thing, it's all on tape, all of it, and now they have the emails from Fox News that were basically laughing at their audience, and these people are still folks. I mean, hey, I got a question. Is there anything beyond stupid? Is there anything? Because this is beyond stupid. So thanks for taking my call.
Thanks. I would say, listen, if you rely on a news organization for your information and assume it's going to be true, that is a betrayal of the audience. I mean, literally. I mean, people are sitting in jail. You mentioned, you know, people died. I mean, this was part of an attack upon this country. This was what the seed corn of the seditious conspiracy.
And Dominic, when I burned it down over at Fox News, I did so because they will not and would not cover the January 6th hearings live. And if you'll recall, I went on Mike Emanuel's show that Sunday afternoon, and they had gotten to the point where they were calling me infrequently, like every 4 to 6 weeks. Got to be a kind of a drag on my Sundays.
Sunday fun day, man. Hell of a time to spend with Fox News.
But I called them out that day, Dom, and shockingly, since I called BS on Fox News for not covering it, Mike Emanuel, he argued, but how do you argue? They ran Tucker with no commercial breaks because they were worried the Fox News audience might figure out that there were some actual facts being delivered by every other news network in this nation, you know, excepting the Foxy News. Thank you. You've chosen the right news source. We're often wrong, according to Nick.
I don't believe it.
But we always tell you the truth, our truth. And that's usually backed by sources.
Facts and reality.
Not including Fox News. Stick around. The Paul Revere Show at 7. Data Fruits Radio is next. Keep it locked. Civic Media will always tell you all the hard truths.
What the Fox say?
Probably shouldn't even be on air right now.
All right. See you later.
Hey, this is Matt.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them.
I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.